like to welcome you to our show today at Take Time for Jesus. After today's message, we will have information on how you can contact the show or access past shows here at Take Time for Jesus. And now with today's message, here's Brother Earl and Sister Sarah.
Praise the Lord. It's time to take time for Jesus, coming to you by the way of airways through the satellites. We pray that God has blessed you and kept you in perfect peace. But we know that in the world is we're going to have troubles according to the scriptures. But my friend, let me say this, that God is the author and the finisher of our faith. If we believe in Him, He will take care of us. You'll have troubles, true enough. The apostles that followed the Lord and He called them there, they had troubles, even to many of them, and all of them was put to death except John, and he died of an age old man. But my friend, today we're living in a world that is so turmoiled and so full of envy and strife and so much trouble going on around the world today, is we need to have a closer walk with our Lord, because the time that is coming up that the church has done fell away from what it originally started out to be in the days of Pentecost, and when it come to the Peter preaching to the people there at the end, you realize there was 3,000 souls born into the church in that one day. Now it's such a falling away time until you can't even tell, because the church of council is of Nicaea got into the word. The man-made religion and all the man-made doctrines and everything has got mixed in with the truth of God's word, and people have leant towards that more than they have in the truth of His word. So we want you to understand that we are for the gospel of Jesus Christ. As Paul preached, he says, that there was no other gospel, there's no other way, there's no other name given among man that whereby that we can be saved but Jesus Christ. God came into this world as a man in the flesh to where He could die for our sins and pay for the sin penalty that we owed much to, because we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity since the fall of Adam in the garden, where he disobeyed the commandment that God told him not to eat of the tree of knowledge. My friend, people are eating the tree of the knowledge even unto day, and some of that knowledge that they're getting is not knowledge towards God. It's towards all the riches and all the things that they can accumulate in this world. But be it known to you that we're living now in the last days. We need to understand that Pentecost came to us there by the apostles and the teachers that God had brought up, and it was authentic then. It's still as much in authority today as it was then. It's the falling away of the church has gotten away from the things that was taught to us by the apostles that Jesus taught to them. So if you're one of those that believe in the days that went back when the Pentecostal days, God bless you. But if you believe in that man-made doctrine that they come along with, and many of them today, they believe in the Holy Spirit. Well, that may be all right in a sense of way, but the Bible calls it the Holy Ghost. I'm not ashamed. Paul made mention about it. I'm not Peter did, and all the apostles. They were not ashamed of this gospel, for its power unto salvation. The name of Jesus is the only one that we can have forgiveness of our sins, the only name given, my friend. So why not accept the things that were in that He taught the apostles, and the things that they taught us of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ in Him? If we repent, Peter made mention about it, to repent and being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Many people are scared of the Holy Ghost because it's power. It's a power of God in us. God in us reconciling the world unto Himself. God in Christ, rather, working to reconcile the world unto himself. God came on this scene for the purpose to save you and I. So why not believe what the scripture says and accept it as it is instead of making something other out of it that it's ain't? Well, so many doctrines has came along and so many false teachings has been along since many people are preaching about this or that or one thing or another. And some of them people have gotten so mixed up till they forgot the truth of God's word. But the truth of it is in the lids of the Bible. Read your Bible, my friend, and find out the truth. As people wrote books about this and how to get saved and how to this and how to do that, if you read your Bible, you'll find out what you need to know. Asking God to give you the understanding, and he will. I know he gave it to me, and he has no respect of person, and he will help us if we call upon him and repent. But he's not obligated to do anything for you except forgive you of your sins. After that, he will come into you and abide in you. But without the Spirit of God in you, the Bible says, without my Spirit, you are none of mine. But many people today shun the very thought of being filled with the Holy Ghost. How you go have done his tongue talking around here? Well, I admit that there's some Pentecostal people that went along and distorted the things that which is true. The Bible speaks about that things done decently in order when God's in it. But when it jumps up in the middle of everything and screams and hollers and kicks over chairs and everything, it's out of order. It's not God. So be careful, my friend. When you're around in a place to where the Spirit of God is moving, you either go with it or just keep your mouth shut, because if you speak anything against the Holy Ghost, one word, the Bible says it won't be forgiven this world or the world to come. But be careful about what you say about the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, and let it come to you. And he will, if you honestly repent, calling upon the name of the Lord and being subject to let God's will be done in your life, he will come in and dwell with you, as he said. God, that he would dwell with us, he'd be in us, he would go with us and never leave us, but go with us even unto the end of the world. The end of the world is coming, my friend. You and I are living in the last days, but you need to understand you've got to be born again of the water and of the Spirit and be filled with the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. My wife's got something other here I want her to read to you. And may God bless you. But read your Bible. Find out what God has to say about these things. Here's my wife.
Well, praise the Lord. I want to share with you the results of Pentecost. The results of the Apostle Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost were not long in coming. In Acts 2:37, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? When the men of Jerusalem responded to the gospel of Jesus Christ, Peter had a ready and complete answer to their spiritual dilemma. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38. Peter explained that the promise of the Holy Ghost was not only to them, but also for their children and to all that the Lord shall call in Acts 2:39. The first apostolic message had been preached. Sinners had felt the convicting power of God's word, and 3,000 souls had responded by obeying the preached word. The church grew in numbers. The saints continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and the Lord added to the church daily. Acts 2:41-47. The birthday of the church was accompanied with some physical signs of the actual event. The day of Pentecost witnessed clothed in tongues like as of fire and a sound of a mighty rushing wind, Then the disciples received the Holy Ghost with the sign of speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. The New Testament Feast of Pentecost had begun, and it continues today as men and women everywhere give their lives to God and receive the Holy Ghost. Jesus had spoken of signs that would follow believers, Mark 16:17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Paul the Apostle gave us an insight into the use of tongues in the church. And referring to Isaiah 28:11, he indicated that when the Holy Ghost comes into a life, it is accompanied with the signs of speaking with tongues. And 1 Corinthians 14:21-22. The new birth, which includes the infilling of the Holy Ghost, changes us from sinners to saints. Paul the Apostle informed us in 1 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And I thought in 2 Corinthians 5:17. And as Brother Earl said, I am not ashamed of the name Jesus Christ. We've been baptized in his name. We've taken on his name. We've been filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is what gives you power to preach his word and for the anointing. And I thank God for it, Brother Earl. Today's the day of salvation. Tomorrow may never come. Look up. Jesus is coming soon. Your brother.
Praise the Lord. My friends, we're living in a time of uncertainty. You see how this earthquake came along over there in overseas over there and just tore up everything. God's shaking the earth now, but now the time will come when he will shake the powers of heaven. Now his powers will not be shook, but the powers that man has put up there, these satellites and one thing or another, at space station they got up there. John made mention about he's seen something coming down about the size of a top of a mountain on fire. Now could it be that? It possibly could be, but nevertheless, we have come so short in the last days here in the future that we're living in now that God has seemed to have put us on the back burner, as the old saying goes. But why? It's because that we have come up with another gospel. There's no other gospel but Jesus Christ and him crucified. The apostle teachings and doctrine is the only true gospel there is. But they've come up with the denominations of all kinds and names of this and everything. And man-made stuff that came up and they said, well, we'll have it this way and that way and one way or the other. But the truth of God's word is going to stand, my friend, whether you really believe it or not. That's entirely up to you. But without believing in the only begotten of God, full of grace and truth, and knowing that Jesus came into this world to die for your sins, and when he came into here, he taught the apostles there, he chose 12, and one of them was a devil, and he betrayed him, and he was lost out, and another one took his place. But my friend, we're looking at the time today that when there's many of them, as have betrayed the Lord in teaching false doctrines, they're going to wind up something other like the false teachers did in those days back in when the apostles was teaching the gospel of God, the truth. The truth of the matter is that Jesus said, he told Joel, when Joel wrote in the second chapter of Joel, that he said, in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out of my flesh on all flesh, my spirit, and everything. Well, Peter made mention of that in Acts, the second chapter and 17th verse, that he said, as it came to pass in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. your sons and your daughters, and everything. This thing had happened on the day of Pentecost, but Joel prophesied it several years before that. You see, God's word is being fulfilled all the day, all time. We need to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. It's even at the door. You need to repent, calling upon the name of the Lord and accepting the scriptures, truth, and let God come into your life and be your sovereignty God. There's other religions in the world that bring forth an easy believing and its charismatic ways and one thing or another. They dress unholy. They do things unholy. They do all kinds of things and thinking that they claim to be Christians. Well, I could claim to be an airplane pilot, but I don't know nothing about flying an airplane. I know it'll go up there with the proper thing to do it with, but I don't know. And I would never be able to do it. But the gospel of Jesus Christ came through the apostle teachings that God taught them. And my friend, on the day of Pentecost, when it came to be that when Peter stood up there and told them about the gospel and preached the message there of repentance to them, and he said, when you repent and turn from your wicked ways, in other words, you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Well, it came on the day of Pentecost, and they spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, I know down through the years, I've been into some places where be preaching there, and someone would jump up in the middle of everything, out of order, and go to carrying on like that, and it's not right. It's not God. My friend, but when it's done decently in order, God's got something to say to you. He's going to do it in his own way and in his time, which is in order. And it will bring forth results and be a help to us along the way. Now, I know a lot of people don't believe in the speaking in tongues. They got Holy Spirit. Well, I don't know if there's any difference between the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost, but it's the Holy Ghost. It came on the day of Pentecost. And I believe that's the true gospel. But nevertheless, we need to understand there's only one way into the kingdom of God. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So if you're trying to climb up another way, my friend, you just ain't going to make it. If you don't believe that Jesus was God manifested in the flesh, well, you lost your hope right there, because he was. God became man to where he could die on Calvary's cross. Peter and all of them made mention of these things, my friend. That's why I encourage you to read your Bible. Ask the Lord to give you the understanding. But you've got to understand, without the Spirit of God, you're going to be lost. Without his Spirit, you'll never be able to understand what he's saying. But by the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, he will lead and guide you into all truth. So if you want to know the truth of the salvation of God, you need to be born again. Repent of your sins. Turn from your wicked ways, calling upon the name of the Lord. Being born again of the water and of the Spirit. Baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And most of you denominational churches go with baptized in title, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They left off the name when Jesus plainly told them there, baptize them in the name of Jesus. Peter made inference in that. And there's a name. Father is not a name, it's a title. Son is not a name, it's a title. The Spirit of God is the Holy Ghost, and it's Father in creation, Son in regeneration, Son in redemption, and Holy Ghost in regeneration. My friend, you can't get around what the Word of God says. You can change it to suit your own little thing. But when you stand before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he sees there, and when you come there, then if you're not been born again, is the only way you're going to get your name on the roll of God's salvation. The church of the living God, which he purchased with his own blood, was that you're born into it, my friend. You don't join it. You're born into it by repentance, receiving the Spirit of God. So Be aware of what's going on. Read your word. Find out what God has to say about the things that we're in, that we're at today. We're living in the last days. My God, we've got to realize that the word of God is truth, and we need to have the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost in us, to lead and guide us into all truth. Without that, we're lost. We just ain't. So as the scripture says, without my Spirit, you are none of mine. So you're going to have to be born again. Now, I'll ask the question here. When Peter went into Cornelius's house to tell him that God sent him there to tell him of what they needed to do, and when Peter was there, it was forbidden for the Jews to go into another nation's home. But God told him to go, and they went. And when they was there, and Peter began to explain to him the plan of salvation, the Holy Ghost came up on them, and they spake in tongues. And Peter said, "See here, can water be forbidden unto these that have received the Holy Ghost, same as we?" And he commanded to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How did Peter know that they had received the Holy Ghost? He heard them speaking in the tongue of the language of God. My friend, now, there's different languages in the world. God gave them all a different language when at the Tower of Babel, when they didn't want to go and finish the earth. He confound their languages, but there's only one true gospel. The truth of God's word is spoke in the tongues of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when he speaks through man's lips, it's going to be prevailed something other good. But these people that jumps up and carries on and disturbs everything and throws over the chairs or one thing or another, it's not right, my friend. I guess we all done some of this thing at one time or another because we didn't understand and know, maybe. But because if you read the word of God and ask God to help you with the know what is and what ain't, well, you get control of everything, and by his Spirit, we can preach the gospel. We can live in the way that God would have us to live if we'll be born again. But just raising your hand and saying, "Jesus, come into my life," and going on your merry way, and you're in the kingdom of God, I don't think the Bible backs up that kind of stuff, my friend, because he said, "With a broken heart and a contrite spirit, I will receive you, saith the Lord." I will in no wise, I won't turn you away, in other words. But to just raise your hand and, "Lord Jesus, come into my life," and you're on your way. I don't know where you're going, but I never received it that way, and God says he has no respect of person. I was godly sorry for my wicked ways of life, and I repented of my sins and asked God to forgive me on the humble down on my knees and my face on the floor, crying out to the Lord for repentance. Because I know that if I passed away in the condition that I was in, hell would be my destination, and I didn't want to go there. I don't want you to go there. God has not prepared hell for any of us. He prepared it for the devil and his angels, but it has enlarged itself in order to accommodate them that wants to go. And them that wants to go have failed to repent and calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus. They make the gospel of God something else. It's not what it's supposed to be. It's not the truth. The truth of God's word will set you free, my friend. If you will believe what the Lord has to say and the apostle teaching, there's only one church, the church of the living God. All these denominations came out of the church of counselors at Nicaea, and they was mostly oriented by the Catholicism, and these things are just about as out of line as you can get. You know, when your car gets out of line, it wears your tires out, and you have to buy new tires. Get it lined up, and the tires will wear smoothly. And that's what we need to get lined up. We need to get lined up with the word of God and with the gospel of the truth, and not with all this here foreign language and one thing or another of this gospel and that gospel, this denomination, that denomination. there's only one hope that we've got, and that's in Christ Jesus. He gave the Gentile people hope when he died on Calvary's cross. For we were not even considered to be a people until then. We were under the curse of death without any hope. Jesus came to bring forth salvation to all that whosoever will. He died on Calvary's cross, shed his blood, gave his life. They didn't take it. He gave it, his life, for yours and my sins. He wasn't guilty of nothing. The innocent was given for the uninnocent, the just for the unjust. We were unjust and God was just, but God sent his only begotten Son. God in the flesh came to die for yours and my sins, and he brought it forth salvation. He chose 12 apostles to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they did, fulfilling all that he had given to them to do. And they were persecuted, they were killed, and all of them there, Peter was hung upside down, nailed to a cross upside down. Many of them was cut. Paul was ripped from stern to top, to his bowels gushed out. My friend, it's come to the time that we're living close to the return of our Lord. Are you going to accept and realize that you're going to have to suffer some? He suffered for us all. So why? That we may come to the place to where in that they may haul you off to jail. They may come to the place of where they may, if you don't deny the Lord, they'll kill you. I don't know. I can't see the future, but reading the Word of God, I believe that it may come to pass of that. Many of them were killed because they didn't deny the Lord. They was brought forth there, and many of them were stoned to death by the people back in those days. You take there when Stephen was still stoned, and they went on and all that because he preached to them the gospel of Jesus Christ, talking to them about the truth of the Word of God. They took him out and stoned him, made fun of him and all. But he lay there, looked up into heaven, and he said, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of power. My friend, we need to understand that Jesus is the only hope that you and I have. And the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God was given. He told the apostles there when he ascended from the top of Mount Olive on the, there in Matthew 24. And he told them to tarry you in the upper room, or rather tarry you in Jerusalem until you endued with power on high. They went into an upper room. There was 120 of them was up there, and they waited there for 10 days. Jesus ascended on the 40th day. They was there 10 days, and on the 50th day after his death, burial, and resurrection and his ascension, 50 days after he had done all that was to be done, 10 days after his ascension, he sent the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, in there, and it came in as the sound of a rushing wind, and clothing tongues of fire set upon them, and they spake as the Spirit gave them utterance. A lot of denominations today make fun of it, but my friend, let me tell you, do not make fun of the Spirit of God, because there one word against the Holy Ghost, it won't be forgiven. Be careful of what you're saying about the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. As many as made comments against it and everything. Well, when it comes time to stand before the Lord, they may go along and live all right for a while, but sooner or later it's going to come to the place to where in that they're going to stand before the Lord of glory, the Creator of all things, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Father of all things. And they're going to have to give an answer. Then is when it's going to say, because of this and because of that, cast them out into outer darkness. You don't want to be there, my friend. My hope is that you find this gospel in the Word of God and you repent, turn from your wicked ways, calling upon the name of the Lord. Receive of His Spirit, wherein that when that time comes, death sees over you, you go out into eternity, that you'll be in the presence of God by your Spirit. The Spirit goeth back to him that give it. My God is able to secure us from all things, but you got to believe in him. You got to receive him. The day of Pentecost fully came. Since then, the church has come to a falling away period, and we're there now today. We're in the falling away time that we're in. People does whatever they want to do, and they claim to be Christians. I've seen people that say, I'm a Christian. I've been born again. But the Bible says that you can't judge them, but you know the fruits by the tree that it, you know the tree by the fruits that it bears. And I've seen some trees that stands there and claims to be Christians, but the fruit was not the evidence of it, because they done all kinds of things. We know that how God wanted the women and men to be different, and even to dress different. But he made mention about the man wearing women's clothes and the women wearing men's clothes, and it was abomination to God. But you look in the world today, and that's why we say with the falling away, the church, that the organizations that come along, it's anything will go. Anything's all right as long as you believe. Well, you can believe that God made green apples, and he did. But nevertheless, if that's all I believe you got, you ain't believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and repented of your sins, you're going to suffer the consequences and being cast into outer darkness. It's time to get it right. We're living in the days of the last days. Pentecost was a day that was shown forth unto us that God came into this world to live within us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Without the Spirit of God in you, you'll be none of his. The evidence of it that he gave to them, that they have received it, was speaking in tongues. And as I said before, there's been some off-the-wall stuff going on, but through different denominations. But the truth of God's word, when it's done decently and in order, it's what really going to count. When they get out of order, I don't care whatever you may be doing. If you do it out of order, it ain't going to work, my friend. It's going to come back to bite you when you're going and doing it out of order. You can drive your automobile down the road in the way you're supposed to. You can get from point A to point B without any problem. But you go down through there racing and carrying on and dodging in and out of the road. First thing you know, you're going to get into trouble. If the law don't get you, you're going to have a wreck and you're going to be hurt. So why not do it the way the Bible intended for us to do it? Praising God, giving him glory and honor, looking to him to be the author and the finisher of our faith as he wants to be. He wants to live in you and guide you into the place that we're in that he has prepared there for them that love him. Oh, my friend, if you love him, serve him in the beauty of holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see God. And I've heard people say, we ain't going to have none of that holiness around here. Well, that may be. He don't want it. But without it, you can't see God. Without it, you won't enter in. Without being, as God, be you holy, for I am holy. If you're holy, I will receive you. You got to be forgiveness of your sin, walk in the light of the gospel, and therefore believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept the gospel as it is written, not change it, but follow into it as it is written. Repent, being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's according to the word of God. So if you can get around that any way or another and make it work for you, I don't know. I failed to find out that we're in that there's any way you can make it. There's no window into the kingdom of God that you can climb up another way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He taught the apostles, and the apostles wrote it in the book for us to go by. In other words, if you're going to go from here to wherever here in the United States, you go first. If you don't know the way, never been there before, you need to get you a map and follow the directions on the map. The Bible is a road map into the kingdom of God. We need to get in and read it and find out how to get into the kingdom, how it's supposed to be, and follow it, and we'll make it into the kingdom, doing what it says do. But if you vary off of your trail that you're going through, if you want to go to California, you can get on Interstate 10 and go all the way. But my friend, if you vary off of that, you're going to miss your goal. And the time has come when a lot of people is varying off from the kingdom, from the word of God, and turning it into fables and old wise tales. And they're listening to false teachings and doctrines. And the Lord spoke about them false teachings and doctrines. The apostles spoke about them, that they would come, and they're here teaching all kinds of things, my friend. But if you read your Bible and find out what the truth of God's word is and go by that, you won't go wrong. But if you listen to the man, and sometimes I don't say all of them's wrong, but there's some of them preaching another gospel according to the word of God. I preach what the word of God is, as God gives it to me by the Holy Ghost, and I give it unto thee. It's up to you to receive it and to praise God and to give him glory and honor, not me. I'm nothing but just a man, just a servant of the Most High God, to preach his word. As I run from it for a long time, but he let me know that if I didn't work for him, I wasn't going to work at all. My friend, I've told the story before, and I was in a predicament that I couldn't get out of without the help of God. When I turned to him, then he helped me and put me back on my feet when doctors had told me that I'd be paralyzed and never do work anymore. But God had his way with me, and he let me know that if I didn't do what he wanted me to do, I was not going to do what I wanted to do. And I was a truck driver for a long time, and I liked it, but he took me off of it. But he put me back together again, and I praise him for it, and I thank him. But God is sovereign, friend. He can get along without you and I, but we can't make it without him. It's just utterly impossible. We need the breath still warm from his nostrils to help us. We need the Holy Ghost to be in us, to guide and lead us, and to teach us all truth, to bring us to the place to wherein that he said he would go to prepare a place for it. And if he goes and prepare a place for us, he said he would return again and receive us unto himself, that where he is, there we may be also. We need to understand, you can't make it without him. Without him, you're lost. Without repentance and being baptized in his name and taking on his name, and you got other names that you go by, there ain't but one name given unto among man whereby that we can be saved, and that's at the Lord Jesus Christ. If you go in another direction, turn around. Read the word. Repent. Turn unto the Lord God of glory, the creator of all things, the master of all things. He made man in his own image out of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils, and he became a living soul. But he failed to carry out God's, told him not to eat of the tree of forbidden fruit, but he did, brought us all into sin. He so gave the devil the title to the world, and the devil is the god of this world. But one day, not too far down the road, I don't believe that the God's going to come and he's going to take back everything that was lost there in the Garden of Eden. And he gives you an opportunity to repent, turn to the Lord, and receive of his Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Walk in the light of the gospel. Follow him into the way of righteousness, and he will lead you to the place of where he's gone to prepare. I believe that he's looking down now and waiting for the last one to come in. My friend, the Gentile race is just about over with. And when it comes to the place to worry in that, when that peace treaty is signed, and there we looking at about 7 years there, and it's going to come to pass. I believe it will be signed in the near future. I don't know the day or the hour, and I'm not going to elaborate on it, but I believe it will be in the near future. The Bible says it will be, and it will come to pass. And when that is signed, we've got to be they're born again if we intend, if we even have hope of making it into the kingdom of God. You need to be born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, cleansed from all sin, and baptized in his name, putting away all the old lust of the flesh and things of that nature, anything that would cause us to have our garments spotted with the world and the sins of the world. We need to have our robes white and washed in the blood of the Lamb. Now, how you can take red blood and wash anything and make it white, I don't understand it, but that's God's business. No more so than I can say that a brown cow can eat green grass and give white milk. I don't understand it, but that's God's business. He done it that way, and that's his business. That's the way he made it, and I accept it as that. Just like he came into this world to die for a sinner such as I accepted the blood that he shed for my sins, and you are going to have to do likewise. Without the shedding of blood, there was no remission of sin. The blood of animals couldn't do it. It done it away for a while. But the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, when he came into this world at the proper time, and he come forth after God had told Abraham out of his seed that all nations would be blessed, and down through the line there, David came along, and Mary would come along, and Joseph came along out of the bloodlines of David there. And out of Mary there was born Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, the creator of all things. And she was the instrument that God used to come into this world as you and I did. He was born as a babe. He grew up and he preached the gospel. He led 12 men there to preach this gospel to us, and he told them what to say, and they followed him, and they arrest with him right now, as all the other Christians did back then. They're waiting upon that day of redemption when that time comes, and the Lord comes refreshing, and he comes and brings all of his people, even from the dead, and Christ shall rise first, and they remain to be alive shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and we will meet the Lord in the air. My friend, the only way we can do it is to believe what the Word of God says, and repent and receive of His Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and walk in the light of the gospel. You ain't going to make it without it. I don't care what denomination you belong to, if they're not teaching the Word of God as it is, you're lost. Plain and simple. The only way into the kingdom is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. They teach different things in different places, and they different ones who've got different gods. But there's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, that we're baptized into one body. Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory. He came in the flesh to die for you and I. And without Him, believing in Him and accepting that blood that He shed for our sins, if you don't believe in Him, you're lost. You won't make it without Him. It's just utterly impossible. And the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of the living God. He spoke to them and said, I'll pray the Father to send you another Comforter in my name. And He came that day in the Pentecostal way. He came in a day there and in the upper room and filled 120 people. They spake with the Spirit, gave them utterance. There's been a lot of people that have denied it, made fun of it and everything. But one day they may, when they stand before the God, that may be the one thing that may get them cast into darkness. My friend, it's time that we got it right. Time for you to read the Word of God. Don't take my word for it or somebody else's word, even though I wouldn't tell you something of the wrong in my right mind, but nevertheless, read your Bible. You find out what God has to say for it for yourself, and then you'll know whether the truth of the matter is, and you'll know whether the man's telling you the truth or he's come up with some other doctrine. The true doctrine of Jesus Christ and Him crucified came in this world to die for yours and my sins, and without the shedding of blood, we have no remission of sin. But we need to understand that God is sovereign. He can make it without you. He did for however long it was before he created the heavens and the earth by his spoken word. Then he made man in his own image out of the dust of the earth. I don't know how long he is. As far as I was concerned, he's eternal. He was there in the beginning, wherever that was, and he'll be there in the end. My friend, it's time that we got it right. Time to believe upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways, as it was written. If my people, which are called by my name, would repent, turn from their wicked ways, and repent and turn to me, then I would hear from heaven and heal their land. Our land is corrupted from top to bottom, sideways and anywhere, because of unbelief. You know how that these things are happening, my friend. If you look into the Word of God, you'll find that then the last days, there's going to be all kinds of turmoil and work. Look at that earthquake. Look at the storms. There in Selma, Alabama, where I was raised, there come a storm through there, and just about wiped it off of the map. I've got some friends that I've been trying to get a hold of, and I haven't heard from them. But I'm not able to go right now, but I will as soon as the Lord gives me the strength to go and I get there and find out if I can, if I don't hear from them. But my friend, it's happening all over the land. Disasters of all kinds, earthquakes, the Bible speaks about, these storms that are coming about. It's a thing that's trying to wake the nation up. God's trying to wake them up to reality, to call upon him, repent from their evil ways and turn to him and let him come into their life. He said he would, if they would do that, he would heal the land. My friend, the devil is out as a roaring lion seeking that he may devour. Those people over there and overseas over there, that storm devastated them. I believe the last report I seen was 21 million people died in that earthquake. But there may be even more. They haven't got through all of the places yet and found people there. Every now and then they'll find one that is still alive, been suffering under that rubbish and everything for several days. My friend, our only hope is in Christ Jesus. If we don't have him in our life, we have no hope. Hope without him is useless. But he gave us hope when he died on Calvary's cross. He gave us a pattern of salvation. And as Peter said, repent, being baptized in his name, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And it's given unto us, as Joel said, unto all. He'd pour out his spirit upon all flesh, on the sons and our daughters. They would prophesy, in other words, preach the gospel. They would come to speak in new tongues and things. My friend, it's all in your Word of God. Get your Bible and read it. But honestly, ask God to help you with understanding. Follow in the ways of righteousness for his name's sake. He will lead and guide you. That's the spirit of truth. The Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all truth. So when you get your Bible and you ask him, honestly ask him to lead and teach you what you need to know about the sovereignty of God and his righteousness, he will lead you. The Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, will lead you into all truth. You don't need a man to teach you, but God can bring forth his word unto you and embed it into your heart and your mind, and therefore lead you in the way of righteousness if you'll obey what the word says. People have wrote books about how to this and how to do that and one thing or another. I find that my Bible is sufficient to me to find the way into the kingdom of God. I don't need somebody else's book to tell me. My Bible tells me. And all these other things, you can't get it. It's a free offering, but you can't get it without $100 or $1,000. And they sell this stuff. It's a money racket. They'll sell anything that they can for money. But my friend, God is sovereign. We need him, but he don't need us. He can make it without us. He made and survived long before he put man on the face of the earth in his own image. He can continue to do so. Without him, we'll be lost. With him, and we serve him in the beauty of holiness, and we can make it into the kingdom. So what would you rather do? It's your decision. I made my decision to serve the Lord. It's your decision. If you don't know him in the power of his resurrection, I would suggest that you get to know him. Repent. If you have repented, follow the word of God. Don't follow man-made doctrine of whatever comes down the pike. Read your Bible. Find out what the Lord has to say. Let him lead and guide you into all truth by his Spirit. My friend, it's come to the time that we need God more than we've ever needed him. We've always needed him. But the time of the end is upon us. Jesus will come soon. And if you're not prepared to go, you'll miss out. Sodom and Gomorrah was torn away. Fire and brimstone fell upon them, and they was all destroyed. The flood came and flooded the earth, and the flood carried them all away. My friend, the only hope that we have is in Christ Jesus, born again of the water and of the Spirit. Repent from your evil ways and turn unto the Lord. And he said he will receive you. May God bless you and keep you in our prayers as you pray one for another. We thank you for those that have wrote to us from the broadcast. Write to us if you will. Let us know what God's done for you. He's blessed me tremendously. Not that I'm worthy of it, because of his great love. And I thank him for that love that he shown there at Calvary when he stretched out his arms and allowed him to nail him to the cross. And there he gave his life and shed his blood for my sins as well as for yours, the whole world. And without that, we're lost, without any hope. May God bless you and keep you, my friend, and walk in the light of the gospel, calling upon the name of the Lord. Be faithful to him, and he will be faithful to you. May God bless you and keep you, and pray for us as we pray one for another. And God will guide us into all righteousness for his name's sake, and we can then go in the way that God would have us to go. And we can go with Jesus in all things, walk in the light of the gospel, and may God richly bless you, my friend. Write to us if you will. May God bless and keep you. It is in our prayers as we pray one for another. Amen and amen.
Take time out for Jesus. He took time for you.
Take a little time in the morning, and you'll feel better all day. Take a little time for Jesus, to get down on your knees and pray. He took the time to die on the cross, so all of our souls wouldn't be lost. If you find yourself slipping, then the thing to do is take time out for Jesus. He took time for you. Sometimes you may be in a hurry. You have so many things to do. But don't forget about Jesus. Remember, he didn't forget about you. He took the time to die on the cross, so all of our souls wouldn't be lost. If you find yourself slipping, then the thing to do is take time out for Jesus. He took time for you. Take time out for Jesus. He took time for you.
would like to thank you for joining us today on Take Time for Jesus. Email the show at ecompton31@yahoo.com. If you'd like to check out past shows of Take Time for Jesus, go to our website, taketimeforjesus.com. We look forward to joining you again on our next show as we Take Time for Jesus.